I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Issuing a message of reassurance this morning on Truth Social, especially for those who are pushing him to get this deal done faster. He said, quote, sit back and relax. It'll all work out in the end. The president continuing on Truth Social, Iran really wants to make a deal and it will be a good one for the USA and those that are with us. Now, the demands from the U.S. side remain to be Iran has to agree to no nuclear weapon, but they also have to agree not to buy one. Any remaining materials have to be destroyed. The Strait of Hormuz has to open with no tolls. Sea mines, they also have to be removed, and the U.S. naval blockade has to be lifted. The president highlighting to Fox that that main point has already been agreed to.
The one guarantee that I have to have is that there will be no nuclear weapons. They've agreed to that. It was very interesting. They originally said, we will not develop a nuclear weapon. I said, well, what happens if you buy a nuclear weapon? So now it says we will not develop or in any way purchase a military weapon. That's a big difference.
And that's where we are at this point. So we're still waiting to see for an official sign-off on any peace deal. Trump has yet to do that. And also keep in mind that over the weekend, I'm sure you heard, in fact, we reported it Friday, that the Iranian president had submitted a resignation letter to the alleged supreme leader, claiming that the Islamic Revolutionary Guard has hijacked what he's trying to do. In other words, again, who the hell's in charge in Iran? Who are we supposed to be talking to, and who will we end up having to deal with? We're going to get into this in more details for you later. We want to remind you, here we are getting ready to celebrate 250 years of this country. And by the way, 5 years of News Talk STL. I want to keep that in front of you. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors USA. We're here every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8. Except for what's going to happen tomorrow. I'll explain in a moment. But with Larry Connors USA, you're always going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. And speaking of education, in our next hour, Jill Biden should have been educated. Well, she's supposedly a doctorate of letters or education or whatever, but she's absolutely clueless when it came to Joe Biden. Or was she? No, she was conspiring against the American public. The American voters. We're going to get into that in more detail in our next hour. Later in this hour, there is a new variant of COVID vaccine that's surfaced, but how bad could it be? Will this raise new questions about vaccine protocol? This will be the first test for RFK Jr. as our health secretary to decide what should be done. And I've got a guest coming up that has a son with autism. And she says, looking at vaccines, she thinks there's something that you need to keep in mind. That will be coming up later in this hour. And our story behind the story today, corporal punishment. How many of you out there even know what I'm talking about? Because it's basically disappeared. But there was a time, and I'm sure many of you remember, and maybe you were the focus of it at one point. You did something wrong in school. You got a paddling. And remember, everyone feared that the panel in the principal's office was electrified, had nails in it, and would do all kinds of damage to you. So you did not want to face that paddle. It was nothing like that. But the fear kept a lot of kids in line. And yes, there were times where corporal punishment was meted out to those students. And if you were like me and my father, when he heard I had anything like that administered to me at school, I got an even worse paddling when I got home. We'll talk about that in our story behind the story coming up later. Now, the program note as to why tomorrow will be a little bit different. I'm reminding you that we are now on the cusp of what we've been promoting for some time, and that's the debate of the top three polling candidates in the St. Charles County executive race. They will be debating tomorrow night at Lindenwood University. Our own Newstalk STL's Jamie Allman will be the moderator. And on the panel, Newstalk STL Mike Ferguson of Ferguson, Mike Ferguson in the Morning, Susie Moore, of course, of News Talk STL and Red State, and Dan Fox, managing editor of Mid Rivers News Magazine. I'm reminding you again, this will start at 7 tomorrow night at Lindenwood University. You can go. You don't need any advance notice. You don't need any tickets. It's free. But if you cannot go, we are going to be providing that debate live coverage right here on News Talk STL beginning at 7 tomorrow night. So tomorrow, Larry Connors USA will be only 1 hour in length, and then we will switch you directly to Lindenwood University for that debate. Now, dealing with Iran as to where we are right now, Trump is still not signing anything. And General Jack King, four-star general retired, says you got to remember who we're dealing with here.
First of all, I think we have to remind ourselves, and I've talked to one of our negotiators, you know, again, who are we really dealing with here? And obviously, the Iranians have displayed who they really are just this week with violations of the ceasefire in the Straits of Hormuz. And so our audience understands, we went to the ceasefire on April the 8th. And since April the 8th in Lebanon, with their number one proxy, Hezbollah, they have fired rockets and missiles over 900 times into northern Israel under the ceasefire.
My director, Jerome, who also serves as a producer for the Mike Ferguson Show, had said, what I call this is a cease, comma, fire. And I think you're right, Jerome. You're right on target. Literally. So much for a ceasefire. It is a, as he said, ceasefire. And in fact, the United Arab Emirates carried out dozens of coordinated airstrikes against Iran along the U.S. and Israel with their support as we battle with Tehran in various locations. Now, the Wall Street Journal, citing those familiar with the matter, say that the Emirates went into the campaign deeper than previously known. Abu Dhabi apparently launching attacks from the opening days of the conflict while coordinating with Washington and Jerusalem, providing intel. So they're not going to sit back and let Iran fire on them either, nor should they. And again, the White House has said the president will only make a deal with Iran that, quote, satisfies his red lines. We know what those red lines are. No nukes for Iran. You cannot build them, you cannot buy them, and open up the strait. But if you listen to the leftists, they are more concerned about doing what they can to damage Trump and the agenda for the next 2 years. And, of course, that involves the midterm and the general election. And the audacity, I mean the audacity of New Jersey Senator Cory Booker to say that we were just fine dealing with Iran until Trump came along.
Well, again, we've seen misdirection and outright lies from the administration for a long time. And this deal that they're saying is not a conclusion of the crisis that Donald Trump plunged us in. It's actually a furthering of the disgrace, because what Donald Trump is doing right now is trying to claw back and just get back to the point we were before this whole crisis started. But the damage is done. The regime is more extreme, not less.
No.
The regime still has their highly enriched uranium, and he has no plan to get it out. He said that that was going to be part of further discussions. What this is just about is the Strait of Hormuz, which was not closed before this all began. And my worry here is that this Iranian regime, because of this opening, is going to be able to receive billions of dollars in oil money that they're going to use.
What do you think they were doing?
Their low-cost drones that are still plaguing the area, funding of their proxies, that are doing terrorist activities throughout the Middle East and endangering Americans, and ultimately strengthening them to continue to resist what, frankly, we should have been continuing to do with the Iran deal that Obama made.
Oh,
so this is a president.
Uh-huh.
This is shameful. He is failing. And this is no great deal. It's a furtherance of the disaster that he created.
I cannot even begin to wrap my mind around what that man is saying. On one hand, he claims Trump has made all this mess. And we want the Strait of Hormuz open. And at the same time, I'm acknowledging that we'll send more money, oil reserve money, to Iran so they can develop more drone programs. And we should have stayed with the Obama plan. The Obama plan was basically, we're just going to trust that they will not build nuclear weapons. And the UN Security Council, should correct that, the United Nations and their IEA program, International Atomic Energy Program, were never allowed in Iran without prior notice. And when they did arrive, they could not go wherever they wanted to make sure that Iran was not building nuclear weapons. That was what Obama put in motion. And Booker says, oh, everything was good at that point. And he again wants to blame Trump for the current crisis. But before he finishes, he's going to try to touch a nerve that might strike something inside you.
Well, remember, this is my first point. Before he took office, the Strait of Hormuz was open. There was a deal in place in which they pledged never to have a nuclear weapon. We had insight into their milling, their mining, cameras, and spot inspections to ensure that that commitment they made wasn't there. You had a leader in place that created a fatwa against ever having a nuclear weapon. Well, right. Donald Trump took all of that and blew it up. And we are now in a situation where he's trying to scramble to get back to where we were before he was president. So, again, I don't believe him that there's some kind of great bargain that's going to end this war. That's why I'm going to continue to fight in the United States Senate to force these war power resolutions, because right now we are still in crisis. We weren't in crisis before he was president, a crisis of his creation. And most perhaps painful is that every American is paying the cost for his incredible disaster at the pump, with higher prices, and really with the pain that their families are facing economically.
Did he touch a nerve for you there? Yeah, groceries are costing maybe more, gas is higher. But where was that dealing with Iran prior to that? Yes, they were lower. But at the same time, we realize Iran still has plans to move forward with a nuclear plan. And Cory Booker, a U.S. senator, basically is saying he would accept the word of Iran over President Trump. And Iran says, oh, we have a fatwa against nuclear weapons. We're not going to do anything like that. Then why the hell have we been stalling on getting a final official approval? We are done with it. We will agree to abide by the Trump red lines. Because they lie. They lie. They're the same snake. Though they're trying to shed the skin, it is the same snake. You talk about a crisis. The situation in Cuba is worsening. The former mayor of Miami of Cuban ancestry.
And what we're seeing in Cuba is, with this Russian oil tanker turning around, is they have no oil. They have no oil, which means they have no electricity. They also have no water. So there is an increasing possibility of a humanitarian crisis or some sort of manifestations that could prompt action on the island. I think the president would prefer a peaceful solution to this, but the president has shown a tremendous courage. He has demonstrated that he has the courage to act and take decisive action. And if I were Cuba and its leaders, I would be paying attention.
And again, that is the former Miami Mayor Suarez. And he says they are facing a crisis. Now, he had begun by saying about this oil ship that got turned around. There was an oil tanker that was going to deliver 200,000 gallons of oil to Cuba. But it decided to reverse direction and not go into Cuba. Don't have all the full details on why. But it's leaving a situation where right now Cuba is producing only 40% of its required fuel that it has. So it really relies on the incoming oil. Nearly 3 million Cubans are facing severe daily water shortages. Water pumps needed to push electricity into homes. They have rolling blackouts. Failed infrastructure all the way around. We'll continue to monitor that situation. In the meantime, the Democrats are finally admitting, you know, Joe really was not so good to continue as president. Do you remember the debate he had with President Trump?
For example, we have 1,000 trillionaires in America, billionaires in America, making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do with dealing with everything we have to do with, look, if we finally beat Medicare and I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
I think that's true. You remember that event. Trump just looked at him like, what's going on? Well, in the light of that and everything since that time, now we've got Senator Chris Murphy admitting, you know, maybe we were wrong to go ahead and keep Biden at the top of the ticket.
Democrats stridently, including on this program, said time and again that his cognitive abilities were fine. How do you convince the public that Democrats are telling the truth now?
Yeah, listen, I think Democrats do have to be honest about the mistakes right. that we made in 2024. Obviously, in retrospect, Joe Biden should have stepped away from that race. We should have had an open contest.
See, now they admit, I think we made a mistake. You think? And yet, Jill Biden continues to find ways to defend what she saw when she at first feared maybe he's having a heart attack.
Look at the other presidents. I mean, look, in comparison, when they started in office and got out of office, and it was natural aging.
From the start of the administration, even, some polls were showing that many Americans were questioning the president's mental fitness. I asked you about it when I interviewed you, and you said there's nothing to it.
And I still say that.
Did you ever see signs that he was falling into cognitive decline?
No.
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 Truly.
No.
No.
He was fine. I mean, he was fine. It was inexplicable.
But what if that had happened during a meeting with foreign leaders or something like that?
I don't know how to answer that.
Yeah, you don't know how to answer that because it would have been a major failure. Of course, if it had been behind closed doors, we never would have known about it. And maybe it happened anyway. That is a shameful woman. She kept pushing and propping up her husband to go stand out there when she knew he was incapable. Coming up, the latest on the new COVID strain. What is RFK Jr. going to do? You're going to hear from my guest who has a son with autism worried about vaccines. And, of course, our story behind the story, corporal punishment. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem? He can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying gesund height, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesund height is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
There is a new dominant COVID-19 variant in the U.S., XFG. Supposedly, it's highly transmissible, I should point out, and evades immune defenses, according to some of the latest reports. Symptoms similar to what we had earlier on COVID. Common signs, fever, fatigue, cough, congestion, but no evidence that it leads to higher hospitalization or death rates. But there's still another underlying story. And joining us on this is Katie Asher, the author of The Book of Heaven, A Story of Hope for the Outcast. She has an autistic son. We're going to talk about that. Also, Katie, welcome aboard. You've done a lot of research on vaccines in general, correct?
I absolutely have. Thank you for having me.
So what's your thought right now as we look at this new COVID vaccine variant as to how RFK Jr. might deal with it or what should be done, in your view, based on your research?
My research basically indicates that no one should be taking these vaccines at all.
Now, I want to clarify something for the audience. You don't have a medical degree, do you?
I don't. Okay. And the reason why I can say that with confidence is that no one knows what is actually in these vaccines, nor do they know what adjuvants are included or the way that these chemicals that are in these vaccines are going to react with your neurological system.
I think a lot of us would agree with your statement, but I just want to clarify that you do not have scientific backing of education on that level. Am I correct?
That's true. But for example, just if you use the aluminum that they would use as an adjuvant, most people aren't aware that the actual atomic number of aluminum is the reason why they use it. They're trying to force the immune system to react. It has an atomic number of 13. That means there are three electrons in the valence shell. Usually they would use aluminum hydroxide as a nanoparticle. Well, what that does is it causes a chemical reaction in the body that they can't control.
All right,
that triggers a firestorm.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I needed to. Are you anti-vax for anything or just where we are right now dealing with COVID?
I am anti-vaccine because Big Pharma has basically lied to everyone. We are individuals. Our biochemistry is different, and there's no way to determine how your immune system is going to react with any of the chemicals that they use in these vaccines and then tell you that they're safe, which they are not.
All right. Now, I think, again, many listening would agree with you. Your son has autism. Is that correct? Do you consider there's a linkage?
He was injured as an infant by the DTP vaccine. We ended up in the hospital with an autoimmune reaction where his body started killing off all his blood platelets. The hematologist who tested him said this is a vaccine injury and diagnosed him with immune thrombocytopenic purpura. What we didn't know at the time was how severe the vaccine injury was going to be and the cytokine storm that was going to cause massive destruction all over his body, as well as encephalopathy, that totally disrupted his neurological motor development.
You're listening, Katie Asher. She is the author of the Book of Heaven, A Story of Hope. Now, on that point, you stated something I think hits at the heart for many parents. I want to do what's best for my child, and if I'm guided and directed and suggest being told by, quote, medical professionals, this is what we should be doing, then I will do it. But then if I do it and my child suffers, do you carry guilt?
I carry guilt. I let them put a neurotoxin in my son without any knowledge. There was no informed consent, but ultimately that was my responsibility. I should have known what they were putting in my son. I was also lied to and not told anything about the vaccine courts, which are also a complete, just fraudulent excuse for a court system and a total denial of due process. We have completely stripped the rights of parents and basically mandated government, given government a mandate to put neurotoxins in our children and then taken all due process away. All to protect what? Not to protect children, to protect profit. That was the entire purpose of the 1986 vaccine injury law, was to protect the profits of big pharma.
Well,
that vaccine manufacturers.
Our current Health and Human Services Secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., has voiced some of those same concerns. Now, where do you think he stands now about the new issue dealing with the latest vaccine variant and the current COVID recommendations on getting a vaccine or not?
I think he's in a very difficult political position. Most of our government officials receive massive amounts of donations from Big Pharma. Our media receives $13 billion in revenue from Big Pharma. Most of the institutions operate off of the $54 billion in liability-free profit that Big Pharma receives just from childhood vaccines alone.
Well, everything Kennedy has said would indicate I'm not to be bought by Big Pharma. Or you disagree with it?
I know, but he's still, I'm not saying that he's being bought. I'm saying he's having to navigate a very difficult political system where everybody else around him is bought.
Right. There was a child, a Dutch teenager, that had been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. And between the ages of 16 and 18, he said his life was joyless. He often struggled with anxiety and mood-related issues, and he got permission in the Netherlands for euthanasia. And doctors say they had no doubts whatsoever. He had the mental capacity to appreciate what he was seeking, so he was euthanized. I have a relative who has a son with, I don't know exactly where they are on the autism spectrum, but I know it's heartbreaking, and you're dealing with it on a daily basis with your child. What's your message to parents who are fighting the same issue?
Euthanasia, hopelessness is never the answer. There's always hope. And my son is severely injured, and there's still massive amounts of hope. What we have to do is actually understand what the problem is, and that is a heightened sensory system, which causes the neurological motor system to not integrate correctly in with the sensory system. That causes all kinds of issues like anxiety, like inability to motor plan, like overwhelmed emotions and sensory systems. That's all because of the injury.
One thing
that doesn't mean there's not hope.
One thing RFK Jr. had pointed out, and I don't have the direct stats in front of me, but I'm sure you're somewhat familiar with them, that we seem to have a sudden increase in autism only after we started pushing all these vaccines on children.
That's exactly what happened. The rise, like in the actual time it was originally diagnosed, back in the late 40s, 47 is when the actual designation and naming and origination of, like, here are the different symptoms were categorized by Kanner. And that was literally just a few years after aluminum had been added to the vaccines. At that time, there weren't that many children actually getting the vaccine. So it was in the 60s that the actual complete removal of any mortality. It was, I think, down 96% from mortality from childhood illnesses. And that's before they introduced all these childhood vaccines. So there actually wasn't even a need for it. But when they started severely increasing the number of vaccines, that's when you saw the catastrophic increase in severe autism.
Yeah,
severe autism is a neurological motor injury.
Again, you're listening, Katie Asher. I want to thank you for your time. The book, again, is titled The Book of Heaven, A Story of Hope for the Outcast, the Broken, and Those Who Lost Faith. Katie, thank you very much for your time and our prayers with you and your family.
Thank you so much. There's always hope.
Good. I agree fully with that. I mentioned in the process of that interview that I have a relative whose son is autistic in some level. I don't know the specific level, but it is heartbreaking. Two other children they've had have been perfectly fine. They're not claiming that it's related to vaccines, but it's just dealing with a child and helping them become normalized where they can absolutely integrate into the rest of the community. And it's not easy. It's harder for some than it is others. And the case I was talking about where this teenager saying that he wanted, despite his young age, he wanted death to be euthanized, and the Netherlands agreed that he had the mental capacity to make that decision, and they agreed. As I said, our prayers with not only our guest and her situation, but all the others going through the same. The story behind the story, still to come. Please stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team. Built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson.com. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
In the Bible, Proverbs 13:24, whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him is diligent to discipline him. Therefore, you hear the spare the rod, spoil the child. A famous idiom that if you're not going to discipline a child, you're going to ruin their character. Look around you. Look around you at the teens that are running rampant and even younger without any parental supervision, maybe certainly not at home or anywhere else. And they're given a pass, and then we wonder why they continue to go down that path and become worse. Do you recall corporal punishment? Were you ever administered a corporal punishment in your school growing up? Should you have been, and you got away with it? I can honestly say I never was, but there were times that I probably came very close to it. I want you to listen to what artificial intelligence describes as corporal punishment. I'm going to read directly from it, from the Wikipedia, which is not necessarily a powerful source, but it has a lot of influence, and it has a lot of folks injecting views that are not really founded in basis, and sometimes it's more accurate than fiction. But here's the way it's written. Corporal punishment is the deliberate infliction of physical pain on a person for disciplinary, corrective, or punitive purposes. Common methods include spanking, paddling, or whipping. To my knowledge, there is no whipping in corporal punishment inside this nation. Not at a state, government, or private school level. Now, we'll have to withdraw the remark about private schools because some of them do have more severe punishment. But I have never heard of whipping, as in using a true whip. And then they add, it is widely considered a human rights violation and is opposed by major pediatric and psychological organizations due to negative mental and physical health. There is a line here. I raised two daughters, and I raised them in the same way my parents raised me, in particular my dad. And if my brother and I did something wrong, which he's the reason I got the spanking, but we both got it, which is a good lesson to learn, that you get in the Marines, somebody does something wrong, everybody gets punished. All right, I'm responsible for some of my own behavior. I had to admit that. And Dad would take a belt to us. He didn't hit us with a buckle. did not hit us in the face, but had us bend over the bed, and I mean, he would deliver. I don't know that he just went wildly slinging the belt at our butt, but we felt it. And in fact, if we knew we had a whipping coming, especially if it were summer, and we had shorts on, we'd go in and put on two pairs of jeans. And if it didn't hurt you that much, you better act like it did, so maybe it'd ease up. Now, once I had our kids, I was thinking that that was a way to raise a child. I look back now and I think I probably, and I've admitted to my oldest daughter, I probably spanked her too many times. Now, I did not use a belt on either of my girls, just my hand. But I know sometimes I would maybe not be cautious about how I was doing it. Angry for whatever reason. That was loss of control at my point. In schools, corporal punishment is legally permitted in 17 states. It is predominant in the South. No surprise there. And it is apparently legal in private schools in nearly all states. In homes, it is legal in all 50 states for parents to use physical discipline on their children, provided it does not cross the line into legally defined child abuse. Now, what exactly would that be? Well, I'll give you an example. One time I told my oldest daughter, at the time she was 11, I said, go upstairs, I'm going to come up, you're going to get a paddling. And I'm talking about using my hand. And yes, on the back of her buttocks. Did not have her undress or anything of that nature. She still had on the clothing. If she added more, I didn't care. Bottom line is, she said, when I came in to spank her, she said, I'm going to call Family Services. I've heard that they'll come and they will protect me because you have hurt me. These are things kids were passing around at that time, that if your parents do this to you, you know, you can call the police on them. I said, hang on a moment. And I came back and I gave her a piece of paper with some numbers on it. I said, here's the number for Social Security Services or Child Care Services. When I finish spanking you, you can call them. And they're going to come here and they're going to pick you up and take you with them. I don't know where you're going to sleep tonight, but I'm going to sleep in my bed. You want to call them? Of course she didn't. But again, I'd realized in a younger time with her, and she got most of the spankings, and it became apparent when her sister, 2 years younger, came to me one day and said, Papa, can you spank me instead of her? Because you're always spanking her. Now, you know how big that made me feel. That was the easiest she ever got. But where have we gone with disciplining children that we've gone so far the other way that we don't do anything? What are you going to do? Send them to the room where they have all their games and computer access? What is a good piece of discipline that would not involve corporal punishment of any type? I had other parents, friends of ours, who were appalled that I was spanking our children. And most of the other parents had troubles with their kids up until they were mid to late teens. As it turned out, they were okay as well. Both of my daughters have raised sons, now into their teens and older. And they never did spank them. And they've done a very good job. So I'm not going to say corporal punishment is the only way. But corporal punishment, at the time it was originally used in most schools across the nation, not just in the South, it was acceptable because as long as you're not truly beating a child, striking them in the face, things of that nature. Do you think it has served a purpose? Do you think it would serve a purpose if it was reinstated or reemphasized at home and at school? See, there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
So once again, the question is, would corporal punishment in our schools, practiced in our schools and at home, maybe turn these kids around? Well, there's going to be an argument on the other side. And in fact, the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry and the World Health Organization, they say they've extensively studied the impacts of physical discipline. And they say it raises numerous risks. One, it's ineffective. While it might stop a behavior out of fear in the short term, it does not teach a child why the behavior was wrong, nor does it foster long-term self-control. I can agree with part of that. It is true. It's only going to be for that immediate event. But it sets, to my mind, a precedent that if you're going to do wrong, you will be punished for it. Now, if you've got another way to punish them, where you don't need to spank them, and it works for you and your family, then good. I'm not advocating that parents start spanking their kids if they haven't been doing it. That's between you and your spouse and how you are going to handle your children. But we have so many kids. When I read here that in the short term, it does not foster long-term self-control, I don't know that that's exactly true. I do know that we seem to have rampant gains everywhere. And now it's not just fist fights on a curb. These are kids going out and getting weapons of death. No, I'm not just talking about guns. I'm talking about knives, hammers, hatchets, whatever. And again, on the scientific look at it, again, from the American Academy of Child Psychiatry, they say physical discipline is strongly linked to increased aggression, behavioral problems, and normalization of violence as a way to solve problems. You grew up possibly getting a spanking. Did that make you worse, more aggressive? I can see in some cases where it would. I can see it especially if the parent is drunk or on drugs, just wildly going at the child. I had reached a point where I felt I had to restrain myself in the sense that I would be very specific. I'm going to give you five swats. That's just with my hand. Five, or maybe three. So I wouldn't just suddenly go, bop, 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 and that can happen. I do recall, and I've shared this story before, but it bears repeating. We're at my folks' house one time, my parents, and my oldest, once again, had done something. I told her, said, don't do that. And I, all right, you did it. Go in the bedroom. I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to give you five spankings or whatever I determined at that point. She went in there, and I went in and did it, and she was wailing and yelling and everything, and I came out. And I do believe she was putting on a little bit of acting. I do believe that because they were not that severe. I would not do anything to severely harm my child. But I was standing by. I said that my rule that you will be disciplined. So I came back and I sat down, looked over my dad. I said, I finally understood what you meant all those years. He said, what are you talking about? I said, you always told us when you were spanking us that it hurt you worse than it did us. I thought, how could that be? We're the ones getting our butts whipped. How could that hurt you more? I said, now I understand. It does hurt me to do that. I truly do understand, Dad. And my father looked at me. He said, do you remember every spanking you got? I said, I sure do. His answer, good. Put his pipe in between his lips and lifted the newspaper between us and started reading again. I look back and think I probably did over-punish my first child, and I'll also agree that I made the decisions I made based on how I was raised. But I want to reinforce that does not mean that it was necessarily right. Although it did work, both of them turned out to be excellent young women and mothers now, and to my knowledge, they've never had to spank their children. But corporal punishment in the schools, I don't know what you can do. You send the kids to study hall? What does that do? If you don't deprive them of something or make them pay in some way, what's the line? What's the line in your mind? I personally think it should be brought back and used more often. I told you earlier that it is legally permitted in public schools in 17 states, mostly in the South. Is it turning kids into monsters, or is it making them understand you do something wrong, you will pay for it? Where then they begin to weigh the balance themselves. I don't have the answer. I don't have the answer. But I do know that in my history, it worked on me and my brother, and it worked on both of my girls. But they've done it a different way, and it's working for them and their children. But there's such a fear of those in the, and not just on the left, by the way, you reinstate corporal punishment in the schools, there'll be hell to pay. Well, I think right now there's hell to pay with the way kids are acting and what they're doing. You disagree? The story behind the story tomorrow will be June 2nd. It was on that date in 1997. Timothy McVeigh was convicted on 11 federal counts for the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing. That'll be our story behind the story tomorrow. We still have a second hour to come. You don't want to go anywhere. And remember our pledge. One nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Bill. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check vincentsjewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. VincentsJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law is already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Underlaw.com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.